Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Pony Sync. Today is April 2nd, 2019.
The day after Hell Day.
I was going to say, hopefully everybody made it through April Fool's Day. It is no longer April Fool's Day. Jokes will not be tolerated.
That means you, Joe.
April Fools. They will be tolerated. That was the joke.
It's the slowest of slow claps. So I'm Andy. Can everybody just say their name real quick?
I'm Sean. I'm Theo.
I'm Gordon.
Good enough. Okay. First things first, let's start.
Was that quick enough, by the way, when I said it? I tried to speak very quickly when I said
it. You all spoke very quickly. Good job.
Excellent. It's going to be that kind of day.
Yeah, I can tell. Everybody else only has to deal with an hour of it.
hey, last sync was also that kind of day.
Sorry, I missed it. Okay, let's take a look at the RFCs. It looks like there's only one new RFC here, 147, add range redesign RFC. Let's see here.
I left a small comment about, it looks like based on at least the highlighting that GitHub is doing, that the formatting somewhere in the markdown is a little off, probably related to list thing, but I'm going to read it now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see that.
Oh, that's right. He did a reference implementation. That's cool.
Nice.
So this is running with several classes, each with their own. So one thing that I would definitely like to see from this, and I'll leave a comment to that, is I'm not really aware of what exactly are the limitations that would be improved upon.
Yeah.
So it seems like, from looking at the reference implementation a bit, it seems like the goal is to make inclusive versus exclusive more customizable for the beginning and end of the range. At least that's part of what's included here.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think making it more customizable and also a little more explicit.
Is this, when it says the current implementation doesn't allow for it to express a range, so that's specific to range, not reverse? Is this saying that we get rid of range and reverse?
I think so.
It's unclear to me.
Yeah. I mean, there's a part of me that, if I'm understanding this correctly, kind of likes it in the sense that everything would be explicit and I wouldn't have to keep going back to the documentation and trying to reason backwards, especially about reverse. I feel like every time I want to know what reverse does, it's slightly different than the thing I thought it did, which I will admit is mostly on me, but.
So I don't see, for example, I'm looking at the code for the range proposal, range one, I don't see anything that's for reverse.
It tests if the beginning value is less than the end value.
Yeah, so I think if you're, yeah. If your beginning value is less than your end value, then it treats it as a reverse.
Wait, what?
Joe, is that what you're getting?
No, it's the other way around, right? But yes.
Yes. If your end value is less than your beginning value. Sorry. Yeah.
Hi.
Still recovering from vacation here. So basically, you don't have to explicitly say that it's a reverse. It figures it out based on the values that you've given it.
Isn't the point that it makes for this RFC that it's more explicit? That sounds implicit to me.
Yeah, it is less explicit about forward versus reverse, but more explicit about inclusive versus exclusive, in the sense that it there's a separate constructor you can use to define if you want to use inclusive versus exclusive. Otherwise, if you use the default constructor, it's actually equally explicit as it currently is. So I guess the thing about being explicit about forward versus reverse is that if you were to explicitly contradict yourself, like what is the intended behavior? And I think the problem that is being pointed out right now is that if you generate an infinite range if you explicitly contradict yourself about the order. So I'm not sure whether in the absence of dependent typing, I'm not sure whether we can be explicit and also avoid undefined behavior. I mean, you can define what the undefined behavior is, but still.
Basically, once you... Yeah. Once you step off that edge, you're off the edge. So Joe, so that's what happens if you're if your beginning is larger than your end.
You mean in current one?
No, in the current one, it just doesn't run, right? Or is that what you're saying? In the current one, it's infinite. I don't remember what the behavior is currently.
So it appears that the current one already does a check.
So it does a check, but then it doesn't. Well, it returns like an empty. Range, right?
So I'm looking at line 78 of the current range.pony. Says forward equals min is less than max and increment greater than zero. It checks if the forward is infinite. So if increment is zero, then there's no progress. If min is less than max, increment is less than zero. Oh, I see. Okay. It generates and if you specify min less than max, or sorry, min greater than max currently, and you leave increment as the default value of one, then you get what you get is an infinite range that will always, produce a next.
Right.
whereas the proposal makes it such that the increment would automatically reverse itself in such a situation.
Yeah.
Assuming that you never want to produce such an infinite range by accident.
Right.
I mean, what's interesting about this is that it doesn't, the check for infinite floats doesn't happen here, and I'm not sure if that causes problems or not.
I think it looks like in the very basic case of wanting either increment by one or decrement by one, this might do something kind of handy. I haven't looked closely enough to see if it actually would do the right thing in all cases. But I do like the idea of having a way of potentially making the lower bound and upper bound more explicit.
Yeah. It would be interesting to look at the upper and lower bound being type parameters rather than normal parameters, that would be interesting, but maybe not required. Okay. Well, I think in general, I think there's more discussion to be had in the pull request, and also. Yeah, I guess more clarification to be had there about, like, for posterity. Like, even when someone submits a reference implementation, it's still nice to have the API design in the RFC for posterity's sake, because that reference implementation may go away after it gets merged or so on, right? Like, it's not a reference.
Yeah, I feel like for this one, having more about the API design and a few examples in the RFC would maybe make it a little easier to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm making a comment to that effect.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, anything else anybody wants to say about this PR? Okay, I'll take that as a no. It doesn't look like there's any new comments on the PRs, so we'll call that done. Okay, Pony C. Let's take a look at pull requests. So we've got one that was just opened a few hours ago. 3127, avoid busy loop when waiting for input on standard input. Let's see here. Some checks were not successful.
Well, it broke building the Docker image?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys can look at what it's actually doing for a minute. I want to go see what happened with that.
Okay.
Oh my, well, I don't know why. Oh, okay. Yeah, that has nothing to do with his and everything to do with, I'm rerunning that job. The Docker image was literally unable to build because it couldn't contact other things out on the internet. So I restarted it. That's always cool and fun.
Oh yeah.
So I suppose I should look at the code now, huh?
Do what you gotta do.
So this looks, it looks like there's a, okay, I'm gonna ask, I'm gonna ask him to revert changes to Sudan Pony. I don't see any actual change. Do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, it looks like there was a formatting error in the previous version of it, but that was just corrected, but it's not related to the
code. Yeah. Just,
so it could happen separately.
Yeah. Okay. And then so it's unclear to me, is there test coverage for this at all in any fashion?
No, I don't see any automated tests, and I was just kind of having the same concern.
If it's something that's really hard to automate a test, that's fine. Then I think we should have our big conversation should be is what maybe beyond the manual test that Matthias has indicated do we want to consider for this, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if we were going to try to automate this test, this would be something where we'd want to have a new kind of test suite that we don't have right now, which is execute a pony, like, you know, compile and execute a pony program within some environment, like in this case, you know, with standard in coming from a file versus coming from like Echo, for example. And that would be how we could, you know, test this is by, if we had like an external test suite that executes, that builds and executes the pony file. So something like BATS, for example, BATS, would be one way to do that, at least on environments that have bash. But that would be a new test suite.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say that this is exceedingly hard to test. It's just not really easy to test in our current test suite.
And I mean, I could imagine a way that you could pull this apart. And
a question to ask. Sorry, what was that?
Oh, I could imagine. I mean, I can see a way that you could pull this apart and, you know, split out some of the, basically test the logic separately from some of the concrete things that it's doing, but I don't know if it would really be worth it to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we can currently make an artificial standard in.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was really just thinking, like, if you really wanted to do something to test just the logic of it to make sure that never broke, you could, like, move this thing into a function where you passed it the file descriptor type and even the stdnTTY function, and then you could just pass known values for that into a test. But I think might just be overkill for this particular case.
You said just, Andy.
I did say just, and I didn't mean it. I think that would be overkill for this case. Unless someone disagrees, I'm comfortable saying this is probably, for now, too difficult to try to automate. We really don't have a good way to automate it, and we don't necessarily need to fix that problem right now, but we should.
I would like to see an issue created, right, with some description of what could be done to test things like this, and have it added to Last Week in Pony as a call for, hey, does anybody feel interested in working on something like this? I think that would be a reasonable thing. And then we have the issue around in case, and we can mark it as help wanted in case anybody wanted to do that so we could get some coverage in the future. But I don't think it's required for this.
Thoughts? Yeah, I think that's the right thing to do.
I'm gonna add a note to see if we can get Matthias to do that then. I'm assuming, Joe, does that sound reasonable to you?
Yeah, that sounds reasonable.
Okay. I have no idea. I mean, this seems to me like a reasonable thing, but I have not really actually thought about it at all. If there's an issue with not busy waiting for this, I can't see why there would be. In fact, busy waiting seems like the wrong thing to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like this will do the right thing. I mean, I'm looking through the code and standard in right now. It just immediately starts the read loop. And the read loop will, keep calling itself as a behavior until end of file, basically. So that seems like the right thing to do when you have a file and not a...
That could be, that's problematic even for a file, but I just think that's a separate issue of if that file is particularly huge, right? And you only have one CPU, then nothing will be done until the entire file is read, which may or may not be the thing you want to do. Right?
Would that pressure help you automatically with that?
Not if it's in a busy loop of just reading, right?
So it's a behavior loop though, right? Like it's a self-calling behavior and not a...
Oh, okay. Then yes, that should. Yes. It does another behavior call to itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then yeah, that wouldn't come up as an issue. The back pressure would.
Yeah, it reads a maximum of chunk size, where chunk size is by default 32. That's not very much. Interesting. Yeah, 32 is not very much for that, is it?
No, it's not.
Going to read a huge file 32 bytes at a time and call the notify for each of those 32 bytes. That seems like a little bit wasteful to me, but that's outside the scope of the data. So my only remaining question about this is, does this do the right thing that we would expect for like a FIFO? Like the this check here, FD type. I don't know offhand this Unix function whether it returned what it would return for a FIFO.
Maybe we should do what we should have a test for. We should have a manual test for that, or Matthias could test it in that particular case, right? Come up with a test program for that before we merge.
That sounds good. Yep.
Can you add a comment to that effect?
I will.
Thank you. Cool.
Just as soon as I find that darn tab, there it is.
Okay. Anything else on this issue? PR. Okay. 3124 removed backslashes from parsing examples.
This one I think is broken until it's broken until we come to a decision about the triple quote stuff. This pull request as currently presented will not work because you're ending you're using unescaped triple quotes within a doc string.
There's an issue that I opened for that. I didn't realize that it actually had a real that there was anything that was already in place for that. It's a really old issue. Let me go find it and reference it from here. Right.
I wasn't able to find it when I looked for it actually.
Yeah, it's. Can you search by, author, I know I opened it. That should help narrow it down.
I tried right? that. I still didn't find it. I tried searching for you as the author, and I looked for docstring, and I looked for triple quote.
Valid documentation generated. Oh my God, did it get moved to the RFC repo maybe? As a thing to be addressed there, because you're right, it's
RFC. I was thinking maybe we only discussed it on a sync call and there was no ticket.
I mean, I know I opened this, maybe I guess. Oh, here it is. Embed string literals in string literals. RFC. RFC issue number 52. It was moved on October 22nd, 2016 from the Pony C repo.
Yep. Yeah, this doesn't have it does have doctrine. Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna do something for the first time, which is link to a discussion on Zulip from a see how it goes.
Yes, Sylvan's on a call with for a thing, thus his not being here.
Are you already going to cross-link to the pull request? Oh, yeah, you already did. Cool.
Yep.
So I'm just adding a comment that we discussed this a bit in Zulip.
One of the things I love about Zulip is, like, when that whole triple thing was going on, I was like, I have no time to pay any attention to this right now, and I just muted the topic, right? Which allowed me to stay up on the other things I cared about. But now I can go back and easily read it. So nice. Oh, it's so much more power. Oh,
I didn't know you could mute a topic. That's cool.
Oh, yes, you can mute a topic. Yes, I've muted a few on occasion when it was blowing up for a while and I didn't care about it until later. Did
Okay. So you're...
I'm writing up a comment.
Yeah. Can we... Are we at a point where we can move on to the next?
Yep.
Issue? Okay. 3122 support simultaneous LLVM checkouts.
I think this is waiting on Joe to test in some mechanism.
Yeah, I'm a bad person.
You blocking things, Joe. Stop really being bad. So helpful.
Oh, I think I'll try this tonight. Oh, I think I'll try this weekend.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Okay, hold on.
I will try it soon. And I appreciate
okay, this should not be, I don't think this should be, wait, okay. Why did this not run all of the CI jobs? It didn't run any. It didn't run any Circle CI or Travis. Do you see that? That's disturbing.
Weird.
I'm asking for him to try pushing something to get those to trigger. It's maybe Circle CI. Is Circle CI having issues? Circle CI status. Everything is green. Okay. That's freaky. I definitely don't want to merge a thing that
it kind of broke.
There's something going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from, but there's definitely something with that. Travis guy didn't run for some reason. Okay.
Okay. 3120.
We're waiting for Andrew to rebase and squash.
See that.
Okay. 3108. I thought Wink did a PR that supersedes this, but I don't see it.
Okay.
So I'm kind of confused, but he did something. Oh, maybe he, that might have just been in here. Okay, he got a PR working here. Okay. Okay. I see. Okay. Yeah. Wait, did I? It was related to a discussion in Zulip.
Okay.
So I'm closing that one. Okay.
Okay. And then 3054, is there anything that needs to be done here? Actually, it looks like the last comment on this was last week, so.
Yep, nothing since then.
Yeah, okay. Okay. While we're in here, let's see, 3031 is marked as needs discussion. So Dipin is saying that he probably won't be able to join Sync anytime soon, so.
Yep, this is pretty much basically we're waiting to get Sylvan here at some point and we can discuss.
Yep.
For both 3031 and 3009.
3009, okay.
Which should have a needs discussion during Sync on it as well.
Do you want to add that?
Cool. Yep.
Thank you.
And I'm going to put a do not merge on the other, just to be really clear on that, okay. That also has that just for the time being. Okay.
Cool. Okay. So let's take a look at the issues that were marked as needs discussion during sync. We already talked about 3127, avoid busy loops when waiting for input on standard N. We just marked the 3031 trigger GC after a set number of messages and when blocked. We talked about the 3009 was the one that we were going to mark. Sorry, the 3031 is the trigger GC.
Yeah, both of those require Sylvan. I'm taking the needs discussion during sync off of Matthias's PR for now.
Okay. And then 3001. Is that also Sylvan?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm being completely not trying to be a dick here. Do we need a tag that's like waiting for input from Sylvan?
No, I think needs discussion during sync is fine. And then we can, when we have them, we can get them.
That's fine. Okay.
In the case of both of those, it's really not waiting for Sylvan. It's waiting for Sean and Sylvan to discuss them.
Sure.
Okay. I just keep saying we're waiting for Sylvan on that because, well, yes. But if without me there, it probably wouldn't be helpful either if Sylvan shows up for one and I'm not there. So it's basically Sylvan and Sean need to get together on those two.
Okay. Let's see here. So that's all the needs discussion during sync ones. Do we want to go through new issues or is there anything else that anyone wants to talk about? Start with, I guess we'll go on to new issues then. 3126. LLVM 3.9.1 optimization pass crash on merge successive reallocations of the same variable.
Yep.
My question about this one is if it's not reproducing with 7 and only with 3.9, do we want to?
I've only tried with 7 and 3.9. It could exist in other non-7 version.
Okay.
I mean, that's possible.
Yeah, because this is one that I was going to, you know, try to spend some of my time on, then I saw that it wasn't present in 7, so I'm like, is it really worth it if we're moving away from the older versions? But, yeah, I guess it's... Maybe I can combine this with testing out Wink's PR about multiple LLVM versions vendored, so I'll maybe put those two together.
That would be great, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just did what I could with what I had, you know, when I was trying to be like, this is interesting, right? And like, oh, I can't replicate it, and then I can replicate it. And I'm like, oh, wait.
Okay. Excuse me. 3125, Pony C packages formats wrong width for 2 or more bytes UTF characters.
Oakley built. Yeah, okay. All right. Which one are we looking at?
3125.
I know nothing about R character formatting package stuff. Less than nothing.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm a horrible person who thinks everything should be ASCII because my life is easier that way. I assume.
I'm guessing that.
What should the correct result be? Should it be?
Should.
Is it supposed to be 4? I mean, I don't know.
I think you could make a. I think you could make an argument along those lines. Although I guess, you know, you could start thinking about what width means. I think the person who opened the PR believes that it should be 4.
Okay. I'm going to ask what the result he was expecting was, and we can go from there, right?
Yeah, I mean, if nothing else, get people to follow the rules on.
Oh, I didn't mean just a rule. I'm not an expert in this area. It's unclear to me what a non-surprising result would be.
Yeah.
And then we could have a discussion around that, because
Okay. 3123 short and misleading.
This isn't even a short and misleading error message. I'm calling this bug in error message creation. For now, there could be a better name. Joe, you remember this one? We saw it in beginner help and we were both like, oh yeah, that's a bug.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's missing information. So I'm going to label it as bug needs investigation, right?
Yeah.
Is there anything you want to comment on that was in the Zulip or whatever? For this, it's definitely...
This is not even pointing to a parameter. So something is wacky here. It says this parameter must be sendable, but it's not pointing to a parameter. And both of the parameters in the line that it's showing are indeed val. So, something is very wacky.
Okay. I'm going to put the error message completely broken and incorrect. We need to investigate and fix. Yes?
Yep.
Shake your fist.
Completely broken and incorrect.
Completely.
I mean, it is. It's just, I spent so long looking at that, trying to figure out what he was telling him, and then finally realized that it was totally nothing.
Yeah.
And it didn't make, I'm like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. I'm like, why can't I make any sense of this? Oh. I'm just so used to when those come up that I got into the mode of looking to see where they had made a mistake, right? that I tend to get blind to the, oh, look, it's just completely wrong.
All right. Is that it for? Looks like it for issues that have been opened in the last week. I don't see anything else. Okay. So, is there anything else anybody wants to talk about? Any other things that we should be looking at or trying to clean out?
I'm good for right now.
Okay. Anybody else hungry for some last minute discussion? Going once, going twice, sold. Okay, thank you everybody for joining, and if you're listening to this after the fact, thank you for tuning in. I will stop the recording now.